We're on.
Raisel is the Yiddish for Shoshana.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Raisel is Rose, which is a Shoshana.
Yeah. I never realized that.
Yeah, which is one of the terms used. It's one of the names of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim talks about Klal Yisrael being a Shoshana Bein HaChoichim, a rose amongst thorns.
Yes, in fact, at the Shloshim for our daughter, we were presented with a big binder of letters and things written by all the people who knew her. And on the cover was a picture of her, and then underneath the caption was HaShoshana Bein HaChalchi.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we're going to do Chazara, Mitz Hashem. Let's go from the beginning of the parak. Hayakoyre Batayro. Hayakoyre Batayro. If somebody was reading the Torah and all of a sudden the Zman of Mikra, which means the Zman of Kriya Shema, arrived. So obviously it means which part of the Torah did he happen to be reading there? He was happening to be reading the parts that pertain to Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, In Kivein Liboy Yotza. If he's Mechaven his Lev, then he's Yotza. So the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that you have to have Kavana in order to be Yotza the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If you're merely reading the Torah without intent to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, then you wouldn't be Yotza. That's why the Mishnah needs to stipulate that you'd only be Yotza in Kivin Liboy, only if you had specific Kavana. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. Why do I say it's the simple reading of the Mishnah? Because it can't be the only reading of the Mishnah, as the Gemara will shortly explain, because there certainly is an opinion that says mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And if I don't need kavana, then how do they learn this Mishnah? By the way, interesting shaila for everybody. This is Negea for this year. And that is with regard to tkiya shofar for anybody who happens to be at home. Imagine you don't feel comfortable davening inside the shul. So you decide you're going to go and stand outside the shul by a window in order to hear Tkiya Shofar. Now, the Baal Tekeya obviously has no idea that you're there. We know that the Baal Tekeya has to have Kavana to be Moitzi. The Shemeya has to have Kavana to be Yoitze. And the Baal Tekeya has to have Kavana to be Moitzi, anybody who's listening. Now, how can the Baal Tekeya have Kavana to be Moitzi you if he has no idea that you're standing there? The answer is, it's not a problem. Because the Baal Tekeya, to be perfectly honest, also is not necessarily aware of every single individual, even inside the shul. So, he has a general kavana. What's his general kavana? I hereby think to myself that I'm blowing the shofar, and I have intent to be moitzi anybody who's listening and wants to be yotzi. So he doesn't have to think in his mind that I'm specifically planning on being Moitzer Ruvain and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda. No. Anybody who's listening, I want to be Moitzer them. So if that's the case, we very well understand that even the person who's standing outside the window and the Baal Tekeya had no idea that he's there, nonetheless he's Yotzer. Fine. The more complicated question is, what will be this year? Imagine somebody's at home. He doesn't feel well, he's in quarantine, whatever it may be, and he can't get to shul. So he's arranged for a Baal Tekeya to come to his house. Now imagine the Baal Tekeya comes to his house and blows shofar for him. The neighbor of this person happened to have his windows open and he heard Tkiya shofar. Is his neighbor Yotzer? So would you agree to me that this case is worse than the case standing outside shul? Right. In the case of shul, the Baal Tekeya has a general kavana, I'm being moitzi, anybody who wants to hear. But when the Baal Tekeya comes to somebody's private home, we've got no good reason in the world to assume that he was planning on being moitzi, anybody who's listening. As far as he's concerned, he's doing a chesed, And he's being made to say the one single individual whose home he happens to be in. He's completely unaware that his windows are open and the neighbor's windows are open and there's somebody else. So l'chayra, the neighbor would not be yotzen. Very, very important halacha. Many, many halachas this year of Tekiah Shofar that don't normally apply. We gave a shiur, we gave two shiurim actually about this in our shul. But one of the shailas is, of course, extremely noigea. It's noigea to our shul. According to the official laws inside a shul, how many people you have to have the windows open. Our shul happens to be right next to a parking lot, and there's another minyan going on there as well, an outdoor minyan. So you get involved in all complicated shaila. Undoubtedly, in the middle of our davening, we're going to hear their Tekiah Shofar. Does that interfere and interrupt with my Tekiah Shofar? In my own personal Tekiah Shofar, if my Baal Tekiah blows an extra note in the middle, that could ruin the whole Tekiah Shofar. Even for me, I didn't blow it, I'm just listening, but it's still a problem. So maybe it's a problem if I hear a different note from an alternative minion as well. What's the difference where the note's coming from, whether it's come from my Baal Tekiah or from the neighboring minion? One of the many shailas.
If you have kavana for your Baal Tekiah, you don't have kavana for the other Baal Tekiah.
Right, so the Bialocha discusses that, whether that kavana will help. In other words, it's not just a neutral kavana, but rather it is a specific kavana that I do not want to be yotze with any other Tekiah Shofar other than the one in the shul that I'm in. So the question is, does that help or does that not help? But I'll upon him, there will be many, many, many shailas asked this year. By the way, if anybody is planning on being home for Rosh Hashanah, I know we're veering off the subject a little bit, then obviously on the second day, we have to arrange that the Baal Tekiah comes to the home to blow, but he only needs to blow 30 Tekiahs, or 30 Kolos altogether. The whole takana that we blow during Shemayna Esra, etc., etc., or Chazara Sashatz, only applies in the Tzibur, not as a Yochid. The 40 Tekiahs that we blow after davening is only a Minhag, so therefore if anybody is at home, and is arranging a Baal Tekiah to come to his home, he needs to hear 30 kolos. Okay, back into the Mishnah. Baprokim. Baprokim, Rashi told us, means Bein Aprokim. Shoyel b'pnei hakovoid u'meshiv. U'be'emtza, shoyel b'pnei hayira u'meshiv. Obviously, be'emtza is more chomor, therefore it can only be b'pnei hayira. Divrei, Rabbi Meir, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Aima, Be'emtza, Shoyel Mepnei Hayiro, Umeishiv Mepnei HaKovoid, Ubaprakim, Shoyel Mepnei HaKovoid, Umeishiv Shalom L'chol Odom. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Eluhein Bein HaProkim, what's considered in between the Prokim, rather than in the middle of, Bein Brocha Rishayna L'Shnia, Bein Shnia L'Shama, Bein Shema Levahoya Im Shemoya, Bein Vahoya Im Shemoya Levayomer, Bein Vayomer Le'emes V'yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember that now. Bein Vayomer Le'emes V'yatziv Loi Yafzik. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha. Loma Kodma Parsha Shema Levahoya Im Shemoya, Kedei Shiekabel Olov Oil Malchus Shemaim Tchila, V'achar Kach Mekabel Olov Oil Mitzvahs. Very important. When we say Kriya Shema, we are being mekabel oil malchus shamayim. That has to come first before you can then be mekabel olav oil mitzvahs. The second chapter in Shema deals with mitzvahs. V'hoyoyim shamoya tishmu. If you listen to the mitzvahs, that can only be relevant after you've said the first parasha of Shema, which deals with kabbalas oil malchus shamayim. For the simple reason, you first have to declare who's the king, and then declare allegiance to him, and you'll do whatever he says. But you can hardly talk about listening to the mitzvahs of the melech if you haven't declared at first that he is the melech. V'hoyoyim shemoya l'vayoyimeh, why does that go last? Shemoyoyim shemoya, with regard to the general mitzvahs, noyeg bein bayoyim u bein balaylo, those are applicable both at day and also at night. But vayoymer einoy noyeg elo vayoym bilvad. But when it comes to the Parsha of Vayomer, which talks about tzitzis, that only applies during the day. We paskin that tzitzis do not need to be worn at night. Therefore, it makes more sense to first talk about the parsha that refers to mitzvahs that are noeg bayoim, ubalayla, and then tzitzis, which is only bayoim. Says the Gemara, Shma mino mitzvahs srichos kavona. If you tell me that you're only yotze shema if you have kavona, it sounds like mitzvahs srichos kavona. And actually, it's a big machlokes. There is an opinion that says mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. And if I don't need kavana, for example, I'm just practicing blowing my shofar, and I did not have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, you would be yotze, according to one opinion. So how do they learn our Mishnah? My im kivein liboy likrois, quote unquote. Sorry, my im kivein liboy, quote unquote. So what does it mean in our Mishnah that Kavane means Likrois? What do you mean Likrois? V'ha-kokori, he's reading it. No, Bekoire Lahagia. So a bit of Machloikas Rashi and Tosis over here, but Rashi learns Bekoire Lahagia means I was reading, but not for the purpose of reading. I'm not reading because I'm interested in what it says. I'm just reading because I'm interested in whether the letters are all there because I'm checking the Sefer Torah. Tosis didn't like that. Tosis had an alternative interpretation, but that's the way Rashi learns. So it turns out that even if you hold that mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, but here is different, because here I'm not even essentially involved in an act of reading. And this we explained at great length last time. If I blow my shofar in order to practice, it's true I may not have kavana for the mitzvah, but nobody can tell me that I'm not blowing a shofar. I am blowing a shofar. That is an act of blowing the shofar. The only thing that's missing is the kavana. So then there is opinion that says it doesn't matter because mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. But if you are reading just to check whether the letters are there, then forget kavana. That's not even considered an act of reading. And that's why you have to have kavana. If you remember, the example we once said is if, imagine, you would pick up what you thought was a pencil and it turns out to be a lulav, then it could well be that even if you hold mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, you wouldn't be yotze. Why? Because that's not even an act of lifting up a lulav. As far as you are concerned, you are picking up a pencil. That's not the same as when you're practicing your shofar. It's true, I'm not doing it for the mitzvah, but I'm definitely doing an act of blowing a shofar. So Rashi holds that when I read, just for the sake of checking that all the letters are in place, that's not even considered an act of reading. That's why you have to have kavon. Says the Gemara Torah, Tana Rabbonon, Kriya Shema Kichsava, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that Kriya Shema, the way it is written, that's the way it's got to be recited, i.e., Loshna Kodesh. No, not at all. B'chol lashon, it can be said in any language. You can say Kriya Shema, so too in English or any language of your choice. So what exactly is the discussion over here? Says the Gemara, my timer, the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe maintain that it has to be written, has to be said only Loshna Kodesh? The answer is because he learns from the following Pasuk. Omar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Vahoyu. Vahoyu means, and it shall be. Which we learn from over here, Bahavyoson Yiu. Bahavyoson means, in its state it shall be. Do not alter the state of Kriya Shema in any way, exactly as it is. That's the way it's got to be recited. It's written in Loshna Kodesh. That's the way it's got to be read. The Rabbonon, my time, are you? So what about the Rabbonon then? What do they say? Why are they happy for Kriya Shema to be said in every language? Because they have another pasuk. Omakra Shema. Listen. L'chol loshoin sha'ato shemeh. So each one has their pasuk. And of course, as we always call it, now begins the tennis match. Because now each one has to explain how he learns the other one's pasuk. Well, a Rebbe Nami Hoksiv Shema. Rebbe also, after all, it is written Shema. So how does he deal with that pasuk? The answer is Ahumi Boyele for a different halacha. He requires that to learn Hashmei LaOznecha Mash Atamitzim Mipicha. Your ears have to be able to hear that which you speak from your mouth. Rebbe is of the opinion that it's not good enough to whisper Shema. You have to say it loud enough, at least, that you yourself can hear it. And he learns that from the Pasuk of Shema. The Rabbonon Tzavri Luda, no. Commander Omar, they hold out the opinion that even if you loy hishmia la oznoi, even if I did not say it loud enough for your ears to hear, yotze, you're fine. Okay, now the other way around. Ul Rabbonon nami hoksiv v'hoyu. How did the Rabbonon deal with the Pasuk of v'hoyu? Vahoyu, which means as is, doesn't mean as is with regard to the language, but as is with regard to the order. So how does Rebbe know that halacha? The answer is nafkele midvarim hadvarim, v'rabbonon dvarim hadvarim loy dorashi. So therefore, all the drashas are now sorted out. So one second. Says the Gemara Lameimra, does this mean the Sova Rebbe, the Kola Torah Kula B'chol Loshen Nemra? It sounds like all the rest of the Torah, any other mitzvah in which you have to recite or declare something, it sounds that essentially it can be said in any language. Why? D'yisal kedatach, because if you're going to tell me B'loshen HaKodesh Nemra, then V'hoyu, quote-unquote, the Kosev Rachmona Lomolim. In other words, if Rebbe maintains that it's a general rule, all recitals of the Torah are said in Lashon HaKodesh, then why would he need a specific pasuk with regard to Kriya Shema to teach me that very halacha? It's always the rule. The answer is no. It's Rech Mishum Deksiv Shema. They only need that pasuk to negate the drasha of Shema. At the end of the day, Rabbonon have their drasha, Shema, excuse me. Rabbonon have their drasha of Shema, which says that you can say Kriya Shema in any language. So that's why they needed their Pasuk of Vahoyu to negate that. What about the other way around? Lameimra de Savri Rabbonon de Chora Tera Kula Beloshon HaKodesh Nemra De Yisal Kedata B'chol Loshen Nemra Shema de Kosev Rachmona Lomali. Now we can lechayre be medayik the other way around. What do Rabbonon generally hold? It would seem to me that they generally hold that it must be that everything is normally said in Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why I need a pasuk over here in Kriya Shema to tell me that's an exception to the rule. If it was the rule, I don't need a pasuk. Says the Gemara, no. Once again, it's shrich mishum dechsev v'hoyu. Because there is the opposing drasha of Rebbe from which they learn that it's got to be Lashon HaKodesh, that's why Rabbonon needed their opposing drasha to say no, it can be said in any language. Tana Rabbonon. The Gemara says on the second wide line, Vahoyu, quote unquote, we learn from over there, Shelo Yikra L'mafreya, Hadvarim Al Levovecho, Yochel Tehei Kol HaParsha Tzricha Kavona. We saw a very big discussion about this. You might think the whole parsha has to be recited the Kavona. Talmud Loima Ho'ele. These words, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavona, Mikan Ve'elech, from here onwards, does not need Kavona, so it's only the first parsha. Divrei Rebbe Lezer, Omele Rebbe Kiva, what's going on? Hare Hu Oime. But doesn't it after all say, Asher Onoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim Al Levovecho? Mikan atolomed shekol haparsha kula tzricha kavona. So no, we have a big machlokes over here. First opinion says it's only the first parasha that needs kavona, and the second opinion says that no, the whole thing needs kavona. Omar Rabbi Bachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. As far as I'm concerned, halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. You need kavona in the whole of Shema. We'll see whether this holds true until the end. Ikka de Masni Lohaha. There are some who had a slightly different version of this whole discussion. says in the Brayso of the Tanya, Hakoyre es Shema Tzorich Shiechavim es Liboy. You have to have kavana. Now, how much do you have to have kavana? Rav Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kivin Shekivin Liboy Beperek Rishoin. If you have kavana for the first perek, Shuv Einoy Tzorich, then after that, I don't need kavana anymore. Omar Rabba Chana Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Krab Acha Shama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Some have the alternative version of events that he was paskenag Rabbi Yehuda, that you only need the first parasha to have kavana. Rezutra oimer adkan mitzvahs kavana. We'll see what this means. Mikan veilech mitzvahs kriya. Rabbi Yashia said the other way around. Oimer adkan mitzvahs kriya. Mikan veilech mitzvahs kavana. What does that mean? Maishno mikan veilech mitzvahs kriya. There is an opinion that from here on onwards, the second parasha does not need kavana. It only needs kriya. It needs recital. Why is that? Diksiv ledaber bom, because it says in the second parasha ledaber bom. But Hachanami also oksiv vedibarta bom. The first parasha also says vedibarta bom. So lechayra I should need kriya in the first and the second parasha. So the one says, of course, that's what I meant. Hachi koma ad kan mitzvahs kavona vakriya. In the first parasha you need both kavona and also kriya. Mikan veilech, you only need kriya baloi kavona. Umayshno adkan mitzvahs kavona v'kriya. Tiksiv al levovecho, that's kavona. V'dibarta bom, that's kriya. Hosamnai, but surely in the second parasha, there's also a double drosha. Oksiv al levavchem, and it says the daber bom. So the same two requirements that are required in the first parasha, i.e. kriya and kavona, the Chayra true in the second parasha as well. Says the Gemara, no. Ha'u b'divrei Torah k'siv. When it says in the second parasha, medaber bom, that's not, when it says about alavavchem. So when it says medaber bom, sorry, I missed out a line. Ahubi boile lechad Rabbi Yitzchok. To oma v'samtem es dvorai eile. Tzricha shetei simo keneged halev. He learned that this pasuk is not referring to Kriya Shema, it's referring to tefillin. So when the Torah talks about the lev, it doesn't mean kavona of Kriya Shema, it means that the tefillin must be placed parallel to the heart. Then the other way around. Oma amar Rabbi Yoshia oimer. Adkan mitzvahs kriya mikan veilech mitzvahs kavona. It sounds like each one only has one requirement. Maishno mikan veilech mitzvahs kavona mishum d'ksiv alavavchem. Onam yoksiv alavavcha. Hochi komar adkan mitzvahs kriya v'kavona mikan veilech kavona b'loi kriya. Umaishno adkan mitzvahs kriya v'kavona d'ksiv alavavecha v'dibarta bom. Osanam yoksiv alavavchem v'daber bom. Ahu b'divrei teira ksiv. That's not referring to Kriya Shema, that's referring to Limud Torah. It turns out, and the conclusion is actually very simple. Everybody at this stage holds that the first parasha of Shema needs to be recited and needs to have Kavana. With regard to, why is that? It needs to be recited because it says, V'dibarta bom. It needs to have Kavana because it says, Al Levovecho. With regard to the second parasha of Shema, everybody agrees that you do not need both Kriya and also Kavana. You only need one. Which one? That's the Machlekas. Even though it says in the second parasha also, Alevavchem and also V'ledaber Bom, one opinion says that the Alevavchem is talking about Tfilin, the other opinion says that Daber Bom is talking about Torah, but you don't need both. You only need both in the first parasha, not in the second parasha. In the second parasha, you either need kavana b'lei kriya or kriya b'lei kavana. What do we hold in the final analysis, halacha l'maisa, that we're going to see shortly coming up? Says the Gemara on the first wide line, the last word. Tana Rabbanu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod Ad Kan Tzricha Kavonas Halev Divrei Rabbi Meir, Oma Rava Alocha Rabbi Meir. So Rava tells us halachas like Rav Meir. If you look at the second Tosfos on the Omud, it's not quite the top Tosfos, it's the second one. The second one says, Omar Rava halacha k'Rav Meir, v'hochi hilchasa. Says Tosfos, this is the halacha. Why? The kaim along k'Rava, because we paskan like Rava duhu basra'o. Basra'o means he's a later opinion. Whenever you have a machloikas in the Gemara, we go with a later opinion. So it turns out, despite all the discussion, all the various opinions backwards and forwards, Tosfos has hereby told us that the halacha is like Rava, who paskens like Rav Meir, which means me'ikar hadin, you only need kavana for Shema Yisrael, but not for the rest of Shema. I think we did see that lechatchila, obviously you should have kavana for the rest of Shema as well. What is the kavana? So as we're about to see, in the case of Shema, Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shemayim, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Afterwards, Kabbalas Oyel Mitzvahs, at the end the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Tzitzis. And that's what the Gemara now moves on to discuss. Tanya, we have a braisa and it says, Sumchus Oyma Kol HaMarich BeEchod. Anybody who's Marich in the word Echod, Marichin Lo Yom Avoshnoisov, so too you will have lengthy days and years. A wonderful skula for Arichas Yomim, somebody who says Kriya Shema properly, specifically with regard to Echod. What does that mean? Omer Vachaba Yaakov Uba Dalet. The Dalet has to be elongated. If you remember, we discussed last time, for us, Lit for Shayidin, it's a little bit tricky how you marich the Dalet. I think I mentioned to you last time that I had a Teimani Chavrusa. My Teimani Chavrusa said that they say Dalet the way we would pronounce TH, the. And he said, one of the big proofs is from this Gemara. If you don't say Echod with a Dalet at the end, rather you say Echod as the Teimanim say, like with a TH at the end, then you can be Marech and you can say Echov. The way we say it is a little bit tricky. Al Kopon in the Gemara says, with the Dalet, that's where the Aricha should be. Omer Rav Ashi Bulvad Shlo Yachtev B'Ches. Doesn't mean you have to grab the Ches and say it extremely quickly. Doesn't say the Ches quickly, it just says say the Dalet slowly. Rav Yirmiyahu Yosef Kamed Rav Chiya Ba'amim. Chazia Dev Marich Tuva, and he saw that he was being very, very Marich. Omalei, Kivim Da'am Lichtei Lamalo Ulamato Ula'arba Ruchay Sashomayim Sula Yitzricham. He says, I understand you're being marich, but you don't need to be so marich. Once you've been mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu in four directions, north, south, east, and west, and also up and down, then that's no more is necessary. So I'm not clear why are you being so marich. If you remember, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that some have the minute to move their head round in all four directions in order to illustrate this point that they have been makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus in all four directions. Omar Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva, Omar Rav Yehuda, Al Levovecho Ba'amida. What does that mean? Al Levovecho Salkadatoch. Only those words need to be said standing, stationary? No, Elo'emo Ad Al Levovecho. Not just those words, but until those words has to be Ba'amida. If you remember, we saw, what does it mean Ba'amida? Ba'amida doesn't necessarily mean you're standing up, it means stationary. Very, very important halacha. If you're running to catch a plane in an airport, you've got to say Kriya Shema, you've at least got to stop and be stationary when you say the words Shema Yisrael until the words Allah Vavecha.
Also Baruch Shem?
I think so. Mikan ve'elech loy. Rav Yochanan Oymar, Kola parsha kula ba'amida. Ba'oz Rabbi Yechina Natameid, Omer Rabba Rabbi Yechina, locha krib achash, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechina was one who told us that kavana is paramount for the entire first parsha. So it makes perfect sense that he was the one who told us that so too, the entire first parsha has to be recited while stationary. But we don't paskin like that. As mentioned before, we paskin me'ikra din. Where is kavana paramount? Only in the first posuk. So therefore it's only the first posuk that needs to be said absolutely being stationary. Of course, we did mention last time, if you happen to be on a plane or in a car, That's called stationary. You're not moving about. Tonu Rabbonon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Rekeinu Hashem Echod Zu Kriyas Shema. Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. As far as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was concerned, that is Kriyas Shema, not more, not less. Omalei Rav Reb Chia, Loi Chazina Leila Rebbe de Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim. I didn't see Rebbe be Mekabel El Malchus Shemaim. Rashi explained he was giving a shir, so clearly he didn't apparently stop before Shema to be Mekabel on himself, Oil Malchus Shemaim. What's going on? Omalei Bar Pachti, don't worry. When he puts his hands over his eyes, that's when he is Makabal Olav Oil Malchus Shemaim. Now, what happened afterwards? Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi, same person, holds that you only need to say the first Pasuk of Shema. That's what he did whilst he was in the middle of the Shir. But what did he do afterwards? Did he finish off or did he not? Machlaikas. Bar kapora oimer, eina chayze v'goimra, v'shem rebi eina chayze v'goimra. Now, 1 second. Machloikas. Omele bar kapora, Rav Shimon, bar rebi, bish, domele didi. According to me, it makes perfect sense. I hold that he never completed Kriya Shema afterwards. So therefore, it makes very good sense. Damina, eina chayze v'goimra. I held that he never completed Kriya Shema afterwards. Hainu de mahadi rebi ashmaitz, in this Beit Sias Mitzrayim. That's why he always used to be particular in the Shir to try and mention some sugya pertaining to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because if he wasn't going to say it afterwards, at least he should say it now. Elo leditcha, but according to you, da'amra et chayza v'gaimron. You said that after the Shir, he completed the Shema. So if he completed the Shema, it means he did make mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim after the Shir. So why was he so keen to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim during the Shir? According to me, it makes perfect sense because this is the only opportunity. But according to you, Doma Chayz V'goyim Rolom Oli Lahaduri? The answer is, K'dei La'azk Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmano. You wanted to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizmano. Halacha L'maisa, very, very important. If you can't say Kriya Shema Bizmano, you should say it at any time during the day. I just spoke to somebody yesterday who had corona, our good friend Dr. Ruvain Rosenberg, who unfortunately has got corona at the moment. He's got it quite severely. So he told me in the mornings he feels so knocked out and weak and completely finished that he can just about say Kriya Shema. He said he doesn't have the koyach to say Shmoina Esra. But in the afternoon he feels a little bit stronger. So for Mincha he does 2 Shmoina Esras. We once learned that halacha of Tashlumin.
You mean the chiropractor?
Yes.
Ooh.
He says also he puts on tefillin also later on in the day. Tefillin essentially can be put on any time during the day. Now he does manage to say Kriya Shema, but if he wouldn't, then you'd be able to say at least Kriya Shema in the afternoon. Okay, just a couple more moments. Sorry.
What's his name? Ruvain Ben.
He sent it to me. I'll forward you the email, Mr. Hashem.
Okay, thank you.
Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Ila Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei de Rav. Omar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'nenas V'sheino. He said the first possible, but then he had an oinus and he fell asleep. Yotzo, that suffices. Omalei Rav Nachman le Doru Avde, he said to Doru his slave, Psuka Kamo, in the first pasuk Tsa'aron, you should be Mitzair me. Inflict a little bit of pain on me if you see me sleeping. But Tfei, more than that, Loit Tsa'aron. Because the first pasuk is enough. Omalei Rav Yosef Breid Rabo, Avucha Heich Ava Ovid, what did your father do? Omalei Bepsuka Kamo, Ava Komet Tsa'ar Nafshe. The first pasuk, indeed, he was particular that he would even be distressed or pained in order to make sure that he says the first pasuk. But tfei loy have a mitzari nafshe, but not more than that. Omar Rav Yosef, let's just try and get to the 2 dots. Prakton lo yikra kriya shema. If you are lying on your back, you should not say kriya shema. That's not considered derech kovod. Says the Gemara, ah, mikri hu delai likri. You're telling me that reading, that shouldn't be done. Don't recite Kriya Shema. But you're allowed to sleep like that? If you told me that somebody lying on their back shouldn't say Kriya Shema, it sounds like the only issue I have with him is the Kriya Shema. But the fact that he's sleeping on his back is absolutely fine. Is that true? For Rabbi Shua ben Levi, liet, he used to curse Haman de Gonia Prakt. He used to say, you should not lie on your back. Says the Gemara, Omar migna ki matzli shapir domi. But mikro, afagav de mitzli nami osa. Here we said mitzli, as Rashi explained, that it's not completely lying on his back, he's slightly inclined to his side. So to sleep like that is fine. We're not actually talking about somebody lying flat out on their back, that should not be done. Rather on his side. But on his side, even though it's mutter to sleep, Kriya Shema should not be said in that way. Says the Gemara in conclusion, but Rabbi Yochanan matzli v'kori. But we know Rabbi Yochanan did slightly incline himself, and then he read Kriya Shema. And we just said that when you're in bed and you're slightly inclined, even though you're allowed to sleep that way, but you should not say Kriya Shema, so why did he? Shani Rabbi Yochanan, the Baal Basar Ava. Baal Basar means he was overweight. For him, it would be a big tircha to tell him to get up, and therefore, because of his extenuating circumstances, he was allowed to say Kriya Shema. Again, he wasn't lying flat out on his back. He was inclined on his side. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, which I guess will be the last share of the year, we will continue our Chazara, and then hopefully in a couple more minutes, we'll even begin maybe the next Gemara as well.
Does Ruben know how he got it?